through the hockey game. Scott Harrington, he walks right in, wrist shot, scores! Scott Harrington, the captain of the Knights, gets the mic back in it.
There you go. That is former captain of the London Knights defenseman Scott Harrington, who was recently traded via the Phil Kessel deal back to his homeland, Canada, Ontario. And the Toronto Maple Leafs, and he joins us on the phone now. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Good. Are you golfing this morning?
I'm not golfing this morning. Nope. Heading to the gym this morning.
Burpees? You doing some burpees and some chin-ups?
I hope not, but I imagine there'll be something like that on there.
So, are you doing the what do you call that, the Gary Roberts training? Or do you go and work out with him?
No, I'm in London for the summer. So there's a group of us that work out with the trainer there. So it's similar, but it's a little bit different.
Well, listen, appreciate you doing this morning. Thanks so much for taking time with us, and congratulations. You are now a Toronto Maple Leaf. I don't know if this is like a dream come true for you. Obviously, you know, with the changes as they happen, you know, and anything new, you obviously expect to play and have a shot to play with a big team, do you not?
Well, I hope so. I think that, you know, my mentality heading into camp will be the same as it has been the last couple of years, of trying to go in and earn a spot. And obviously, being from Kingston and an Ontario boy, it's pretty cool to have an opportunity to do that with the Leafs. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to camp coming up here in the fall.
Scott, a lot of people project you maybe being a 4 or 5 defenseman. How do you take that as a young player that, oh, they're already trying to pigeonholing you in a certain spot? How do you kind of forget about that and just try to concentrate on yourself?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, a player in my position, you're just trying to get your foot in the door. Whether that's, you know, 4, 5, or 6, or 7 defensemen, you know, you just want to work your way onto the team and then work your way up from there. And I think that, you know, unless you're a really high draft pick, that's the way you have to approach it. Just want to have a good showing at camp and earn your spot on the team and then keep trying to improve from there.
You had 10 games in the NHL last year with Pittsburgh. Is the game, you know, were you surprised at how different the game is from the AHL to the NHL? Did it move a whole bunch faster than you thought it did? Were you comfortable playing NHL hockey?
No, it's definitely a big change at first, I think, for anyone coming from either junior or the American League. But, you know, like anything, the more games you play, the more comfortable you are. And the more time I spent up there, even through practicing, the more the game slowed down for me. So, you know, it definitely was a change at the beginning, but by the second or third game, you're used to the pace and the speed and all the different things that are a bit quicker than they are in the American League. So, you know, it's a bit of an adjustment, but like I said, the more you're there, the easier it becomes.
Scott, you played American Hockey League in Wilkes-Barre Scranton, and you also played for Canada at the World Juniors in Ufa, Russia. Which is a nicer city to play hockey in, Ufa, Russia, or Wilkes-Barre Scranton?
Oh, that's a tough one. No, I'll go with Wilkes-Barre without a doubt.
Scott Harrington, new Toronto Maple Leaf, joins us via the Phil Kessel trade. Were you surprised to learn that you got traded? And were you happy about it?
I was. I was, I was definitely surprised. I didn't, you know, really see myself getting traded. I know I saw there was some rumors on Twitter that Pittsburgh and Toronto were trying to work a deal, and I think that you know, myself and some of the other younger players assumed that there would be some young players or prospects and picks involved. And it was definitely a bit of a surprise, but, you know, I really enjoyed my time in Pittsburgh, but I'm also, you know, looking forward to this opportunity here in Toronto. And, you know, like I said, it's pretty cool being from Ontario and being a Canadian boy and getting traded to the Leafs. It, you know, I'm not sure if it's really sunk in all the way yet, but, no, it'd definitely be cool to go to Toronto there for camp and kind of, you know, see the city in a different way.
Has the coach reached out to you yet, or has Dale reached out to you yet and told you kind of where they slot you or where they have you or what their plans are with you?
Yeah, I've talked to the coach just briefly there the afternoon after I was traded, but, no, they didn't talk anything about positions or anything like that. It was more just a welcome to the team and, just a little bit of chit chat, and I talked to Mark as well, and it was very similar. But that was the extent of the conversation.
Were you nervous to talk to Mike Babcock? Does he sound as scary as he looks?
No, it's different on the phone, I guess. But it seemed very nice, and it was obviously great whenever staff or different members of the organization reach out to you. It's pretty nice of them, and tried to welcome me to the organization.
Scott, does it feel better getting traded for a guy who's such a marquee name in the NHL like a Phil Kessel instead of a no-name prospect? Does it feel good to be a part of such a big deal like that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that was the first time I've ever been traded, but to be included in a deal like that, I guess it's a good feeling. It makes you feel wanted, and I understand that there was a lot of players going back both ways, but I think that if I were to get traded, you would want to be traded for a player of that caliber, or included in a trade for a player of that caliber, for sure.
Anybody try and mooch tickets off you yet?
No, haven't had any requests.
Oh, get ready. even if you're not playing, get ready. This city's full of mooches.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Hey, listen, Scott, thank you very much for your time. Wish you all the best on making the big club this year. You go work out, have fun doing burpees, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate having me on.